Hey everybody, I'm Kelly Jones, and you're listening to Pioneer Radio.
Let's talk about radio, because radio is so good.
I'm going to tell you something, Flacca, and I want you to... listen tight.
Telling stories to regular folks is not a trivial thing.
What we've got here is... failure to communicate.
Even if it's hard to explain, even if you know they don't really want to hear it, not really, I urge you to give it a try.
You have my undivided attention.
Take a chance, find the words, find the metaphor, share the beauty, tell them a story.
Today on Pioneer Radio, we're taking a field trip to the Stone Road Mall in Guelph during the holiday shopping season.
50% off. Any one item, 50% off.
And because, as every seventh grader knows, it's super uncool to go to the mall alone, I decided to bring Vish of the Mish Vish Interracial Morning Show on CFRU. This was no arbitrary decision. It turns out that Vish hates the mall.
Oh, this is terrible. This is like hell for me. I can't believe you brought me here. Why couldn't we have done this in the studio? Why does this have to be a field thing?
Vish hates the mall so much, in fact, that he started an anti-consumerism two-day music festival called Stay Out of the Mall. We'll get to the details on that later, but it's this sentiment that frames today's show. As you know, on Pioneer Radio, we usually seek out an expert to testify about our theme of the week. So I took Vish to the mall to find out why it's so bad. But I also wanted to talk to people who use the mall regularly and to get a general sense of the holiday mall experience. So here we go. Vish and I started our anthropological mall experiment in chapters, but we didn't last long in the maze of books, magazines, and yoga mats and fuzzy blankets.
Like, it's ridiculous. This is why I don't come to the mall, ever, because the libraries are the worst. Because look at it, they've got a lot of books and magazines, but Christmas music, people, look at this, people eating coffee and snacks. Stupid.
Yeah, it's not a non-denominational library either.
No, it's ridiculous. I can't handle it. We should get out of here.
Okay, let's move. So let's just describe what we see.
Well, as I have long suspected, as you know, I'm very adamantly against the mall.
Yeah.
But and one of the reasons I don't like it is it's so convenient. I mean, everything is just right where here's like a electronics store, and then if you're like, hey, I bought someone electronics, I need some cards. Right next door is a card store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where's the struggle? Life used to be more about struggle.
Yeah.
Now it's all super convenient, and I can't handle it. I feel like it's too soft. Your generation, too soft for me. I'd rather there was some kind of, you know, spirit of adversity or something.
Yeah. You know what? Especially in the winter, because here we are in the middle of the mall.
We're in the middle of the mall.
It's crappy outside, and in here it's supposed to look like we're outside, but we're not.
No.
Which makes us very comfortable and sort of gives us this illusion of struggle.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous.
I can just walk around this fake snow. Not
no
a problem.
You don't have to shovel it.
That's true.
It's kind of a weird abstract art piece in the middle of a mall.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Is that a geyser of... No, that's a tree.
A geyser? Why would it be a geyser? A Christmas geyser? That's kind of odd. Yeah, I don't know. There's all sorts of stops. You can get panties.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to say panties on your radio show?
We are now.
Okay. And then you can get a sweater.
Mm-hmm. In a different store.
In a different store, yeah. There's diamonds behind you. Probably all blood diamonds because it's a stupid mall. I hate blood diamonds. And you can get keys made. And you can book a flight.
Oh my God.
Right next door to the key place.
And we can see all of this in just a 360-degree view.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Fortunately for me, I didn't have to feel too guilty about dragging Vish to his least favorite place on Earth. He actually found a spot in the mall to run an errand, and, it turns out, revealed something about his secret past relationship with the mall.
You know, I do need my glasses adjusted here.
Okay.
Maybe we should go to this, what's it called? Lens Crafters?
Lens Crafters.
I don't want to give them any kind of plug here, but I do need, they're digging into my nose, and maybe they can craft the lens for me so that it isn't digging into my nose, you know? I mean, it's right in the name.
Talk about what just happened in there.
Well,
you went in.
Yeah, I had to get my glasses adjusted, and they wouldn't let us document that because it's top secret the way they adjust glasses.
He didn't go in the back.
He went into the back. Yeah, it's true. I didn't even see what he did. And
possibly nothing.
He probably did nothing. Yeah. Basically, these glasses, I got them at this place, and they've been bugging me ever since. And I've gone to get them looked at 3 times. And hopefully this one is the charm. And I should say that, you know, full disclosure, I actually bought these glasses at a mall. And I feel kind of bad about it.
Yeah.
Because my whole thing is staying out of the mall.
Yeah.
But they were on sale. I mean, come on.
Oh, they're convenient.
It was very convenient. That's how I felt. No, I don't know. I have an account with these people, and I just thought I would, you know. Listen, who are you to persecute me?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been here before.
Let's just keep walking. Maybe there's, like, some other things we can discover. But anyway, but by and large, I think you should go to an independent optometrist or something to get good glasses. I just happened to notice there was a sale, and it's a company that I like that makes the glasses, you know.
Are there any independent optometrists in Globe?
Oh, yeah, there's a guy. Yeah, there is, actually, in downtown. This La Senza place fascinates me to no end. You ever been in there?
No.
I never have either, but it seems very interesting to me.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's just something about it. It's just an aura it gives off. Like, it might be the place for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Optometrist in
Guelph. Yeah, there's a guy, and my optometrist has been in my hometown, and I haven't got a new one, but I don't even know if he's an optometrist, but he has his own optical place. It's called Scott Coburn Optical, and I was looking him up the other day to see about getting my glasses adjusted, because they've been pinching me. Anyway, his phone number is 821-2020.
Oh.
519-821-2020.
Clever.
Isn't that amazing? I was impressed with that right away. So I asked him about the adjusting my glasses, and he said there was a fee, so then I didn't go there.
Oh, not convenient.
Well, because I didn't buy them there. Exactly, it's not convenient.
Well, that's the thing about the mall, is it's so convenient.
Yeah.
So how are local businesses supposed to compete with that?
I think you can compete. I feel like you... See, am I a hypocrite? I don't know. I feel like you have to support these businesses, and I try to in my everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I should return these glasses to this place, and then go to Scott Coburn and see if I can get him there.
That would be the unhypocritical thing to do.
All right, fine. I will think about it. It is a difficult stance I've taken here with the stay out of the mall, because you're right. The message is really about anti-consumerism, which is, you know, rampant in every kind of commercial enterprise. It's not just malls. But, I mean, you know, such is our culture. We have to get stuff every once in a while, and we have to figure out ethical ways to get that stuff. And I think, by and large, I live my life that way.
Yeah.
I try to think about where I'm getting my food, where I'm getting my clothing, these sorts of things.
This is the place I'm most excited about, this
food
court.
The food court?
Yeah.
All right, let's go investigate the food court. Are you hungry?
No.
Oh.
Just.
I've never eaten anything in this food court.
Why was I excited by the food court? Was it the possibility of eating up to 12 different kinds of foods at one central location? No. Was it because the food court at the Stone Road Mall is so luxurious that it has a fireplace? Nope. Actually, I'm not really sure what led me to believe that the food court would be the most exciting place in the mall. I thought there'd be groups of strangers chatting it up about their purchases. People relaxing, taking breaks from the arduous task of completing their shopping lists. Maybe kids excited by the prospect of buckets of soda. Instead, the food court was pretty awful. I thought there would be plenty of people to talk to, but everybody seemed to keep to themselves or their family unit. And people generally looked kind of miserable. People were not having friendly chats about their day. They were refueling. No time to be lazy. Gotta get back out there and beat the rush. I don't think they seemed unhappy because they were at that particular food court. I think it's because food courts are not the relaxing communal places I assume they would be. Vish and I walked in confidently, but had a hard time getting out. We got squashed and separated from one another due to an aggressive line by the French fry stand.
KFC and Taco Bell at one place. See, that is super convenient.
It is.
And KFC has that famous bowls thing. Have you heard of that? Where they pile everything into a bowl. So I think at the KFC Taco Bell joint thing, you get a combo bowl where they pile all the taco stuff in with the KFC stuff.
You know, you can actually get that.
That's disgusting. I was just making that up.
You can't.
No, you can't. Okay. All right.
But you know what? It makes me think that it's not actually that convenient. Because at that place, you have to make a decision between two things that you might like equally.
Yeah, that's true.
Over here, they just do one thing.
Feta, Greek kitchen feta olives? What's the name of this place?
I don't know. Oh, maybe it's also a choice.
Yeah,
you can only get feta or olives.
That's true.
Oh, consumerism is hard.
Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, they're combining. See what's happening is all these companies are just amalgamating with one another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you're right. That was confusing. Taco Bell, KFC. How do you choose between the two really horrible restaurants? There's two horrible restaurants here. I got to pick one. That's what people have to decide when they approach that that stall. We're not getting any food, are we?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to get out of here?
I feel like we should.
Okay.
Just when I was ready to side with Vish and cynically declare the mall an obscenity, we stumbled across an oasis.
Oh, this is great.
What is this? Can I get in this?
Yes.
How much is it?
10 minutes, $10.
Oh, I'm getting in this.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing here is an aqua massage spa. Do I have to get naked? Is that person naked?
Is there a person in there?
But there's a person right there.
Oh my God.
I do need a massage. You know that I'm really sore, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do this.
Great.
I'm going to ask them how it works. Let's ask them how it works.
Okay.
How do I even talk to these people?
I think we need to go over here.
Okay.
Or you have to go through the pod first. I don't know.
I don't understand how this works. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm curious about the aqua massage.
Okay.
How does it work?
So basically it opens just like that. Yeah. There's a lining between you and the water.
Okay.
You saw it running just
a minute
ago.
Yeah, we just did. Yeah, okay. We did.
So it's about 36 jets and they pulsate to give you the massage. So if you have it on this setting here, it has a pulsating motion going up your body.
Okay.
Like your shirt.
Thank you.
And then going down, it'll be really smooth.
Uh-huh.
If you have it on this one, and then if you have it on the double arrows, it pulsates up your body and down.
Oh, great.
You can try both and alternate between the two
okay.
to see what you like.
Sounds good.
Middle one's pressure, so if you want it to be harder, go towards the plus, and if you want it to be softer, minus. And then the white button, if you hold it down, it'll stop in that one spot. So when it gets to your neck, you may want to hold that and work it out.
Okay.
As soon as you let go, it continues on.
Okay, good.
Cool?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do it.
All right. You're going to keep an eye on my stuff. I'm not locking
it
in.
Yeah, all right.
Good luck. Okay, so you do have to pay for it first.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And you said 10 minutes you want to do?
Well, what do you recommend? I'm really, in bad shape here.
10 minutes is good if you just want to try it and see how it is. I find 15 is, the perfect time.
15.
But
I'm going 15.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You upsold me. Great, thanks.
Good luck.
Check it. Are you going to hang out for this? You okay?
Yeah, I'm going to
Why don't you do it, too?
No, I'm good.
What do you mean?
Are you sure?
I'm all right. Thanks.
All right. Do I take off my shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the sanitizing that's going on.
That's important. Do a lot of people come through here?
Quite a few, yeah.
And is this something that can only be found at a mall?
They have them in, airports. It's considered a medical device, so they use them in, hospitals and stuff, but that's more common in the States. In Canada, they're pretty much in, random areas,
right.
A mall or whatever.
Okay.
Airport.
You sure you're okay to hang out while I get this done?
Oh, yeah, I'm not interested.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Bye, Vish.
Okay, bye. I can't hear anything.
There he goes. You might never see him again.
Now that I was shaken loose of Vish. That's right, it was all an elaborate plan to trap him in the pod. I was free to talk to other mallgoers about their experiences. To be frank, I was a little nervous. Everyone seemed to be rushing around on different missions. I didn't want to get in their faces and call those missions into question. I had to find some way of asking, why in the world do you come to this godforsaken place, without being confrontational? But I was curious about why people shop, and why they shop here, and especially why they shop now, during the holidays.
Why did you come to the mall today?
Had to get a gift.
Had to get a gift? Is it for the holidays?
Yeah, it's for the holidays.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty boring answer.
So why do you think people come to the mall to get their presents and not go to support local businesses?
Like downtown? Oh, you get better selection and better value here.
Better value?
Oh, yeah. Mom and pop shops are expensive, and it's bad parking downtown, stuff like that.
So it's more convenient, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can you imagine the holidays without presents? Do you know what that would look like?
Yeah. Kind of boring, I guess. I don't know.
Kind of boring?
Yeah. It's always nice to get something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why did you come to the mall today?
For lunch.
For lunch?
We came for lunch because I live right behind the mall, so
oh, yeah.
When you're feeling lazy, and especially on a Sunday, it's good lunch when we can't agree on where to go.
Yeah, because they've got a lot of options in the food court.
Yes.
Do you plan on doing holiday shopping at the mall?
Yep. Yeah.
Why is that?
When you're not sure what you're getting people yet, it's you can do a lot of browsing quickly.
It's pretty convenient. You're not outside in the grossness.
Yeah.
So are the holidays religious for you?
Yes. Yes.
And how do you think that gift giving and religion are related to one another during the holidays? It's not meant to be a trick question. It's a really honest question because
I've never thought about it. Yeah, I know you do. And
yeah,
it's a big part of even the church family. But
yeah.
It's a good thinking question.
Yeah.
You just do it, eh?
Can you imagine a holiday without presents?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you think that would look like?
Christmas is not about the presents. Christmas is about the birth of Christ.
Yeah.
And it, like, I do every year take a moment Christmas morning to think about that. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important to know, like, remember what this whole celebration is for. It's great that friends and family get together and that you treat each other and you feast.
Yeah. I like that part too. Yeah. I don't want that taken away.
I wouldn't understand celebrating Christmas without knowing the real reason for doing it. But I guess people just, you know, it's the norm, I guess, depending on what society you're in. And
next, I found some secular shoppers and asked them the same questions. Why are you here? And can you imagine the holidays without presents?
So why did you guys come to the mall today?
To buy a stove.
Do you do most of your holiday shopping at the mall?
No, we do it online because it's cheaper and faster.
So there's a level of convenience that even the mall can't provide.
That the mall definitely cannot provide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to describe what that experience is like?
I can shop in my underwear online, and I actually get what I want delivered in an appropriate amount of time, I think. And at the mall, there's none of that.
And you can't compare.
Yeah, you can compare.
So we used to give presents, and then we sort of at some point when my brother and I grew up, we decided to stop giving presents. And just about, and that was 10 years later, when I talked to my mom the other day, she was like, oh, now with the grandkids being around, we sort of reinstated that tradition again. And it's not just restricted to the grandkids anymore. It's not, we give each other presents now again, too. So it was sort of because the grandkids were there. They're like 4 and 6 now, and they get presents. That sort of initiated the present giving again for the adults as well.
What was the motivation behind not giving presents anymore?
It was just, it was sort of, I think for my parents it was mostly that they didn't really feel it was that important, and they couldn't really find something that we really wanted. So it was not really related to, I mean, they wanted to see us for Christmas, and that was the important thing, and it wasn't so much of actually finding a really great present for us, because for the most part we could buy the things that we wanted ourselves. And I think there was, before that was even a time where we would give each other little presents, like a little book or something that we think is interesting. So not something big, because when we were little we would get one big present for Christmas and that was something special. So I think that sort of lost a little bit of its purpose with us growing up. But I don't really know what was the main motivation to go back to it other than the grandkids. I think it was just sort of made sense.
The thing I really wanted to do was talk to some mall rats, some people who really get what the mall is about, some teenagers. But you know, they travel in packs. It's kind of intimidating. Eventually I found some, and they were doing a really, really good impression of Jay and Silent Bob, you know, and so I just went for it.
Hi. Do you guys mind if I ask you a question for a radio show I'm doing?
Yeah, sure.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
You just didn't really look too busy.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, we're not busy.
So why did you guys come to the mall today?
My mom?
Your mom?
Yeah, get Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is she buying you Christmas presents?
Hopefully.
Because you're not shopping. You guys are holding this wall up.
Yeah.
Do you feel the pressure to get those Christmas presents?
No.
Nope.
No.
How come?
I don't know, actually. Never really in a rush for Christmas.
I normally just hang out at the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you come here a lot?
I used to before I joined the military.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Why would you come to a mall?
Well, I used to just chill, but now my mom wanted me to come with her, so I'm only home for 3 weeks. So she wants to.
So, by chill, you mean just hang out?
Yeah.
Like sit around?
Yeah.
Watch people go by?
Yeah.
What do you see most of the time when you watch people go by at the mall? What kind of people?
Strange people.
Strange.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen at the mall?
Well, one time I ran across all the tables when they had them set up here in the mall
when
I was younger. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, I just started running and I didn't look back.
Didn't stop.
Have you ever been in that water massage thing they have?
No. I don't. I feel like I'm on display if I was in there.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
So what's the worst part about the mall?
Well, today would be all the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when there's just a...
Aren't they supposed to be here?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe, but I don't know. Sure, they're supposed to be here, but we can't find parking and people can't drive in the parking lots. You know, it's kind of aggravating. Mm-hmm.
So this is sort of a deeper question.
All right.
But can you imagine the holidays without any presents? And what do you think that would look like?
Like no one presents, or just like me not getting
no
presents?
You don't need really presents for the holidays, I don't think.
Just chill, Mom.
The spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty crappy without
presents.
Yeah, it'd
be shitty, but you don't need them.
No?
No.
Is Christmas a religious holiday for you guys?
No, not really.
Just time to get together with my parents.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't get to come home very often, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Minutes after he daringly encased himself in the aquapod, Vish emerged.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
It was pretty good. I felt it's the most tender I've ever been treated at the mall, and which was nice. Has anyone ever proposed to the machine after? No. Okay. Because that would be a nice mall love story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has anyone ever referred to it as a ride?
No. I've had spaceship, car wash.
Car wash. It is a bit like a car wash, yeah. Because there's water. It's
time machine.
Yeah. But it does make time go by.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Monica.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much.
Nice I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was good. Appreciate it.
You think you'll be back?
No.
No?
Well, maybe I'll be back. I try not to come to the mall, as you know.
Oh, that's true. You'll have to go to Vegas.
Right, I'll have to go to Vegas. Yeah,
go.
Next time I'm in Vegas.
Or an airport.
Yeah, exactly.
There.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You so much.
See you later. Have
See ya.
A
you too.
So are you cured?
I'm not cured at all, no.
No. Is it still worse?
No, it's not worse. It just was... No, it was good. It was a nice experience, I think. It's not something I expected to experience at the mall. Let's just say that.
That's true.
I really want a Wayne Gretzky jersey. They're like $200. See, this is the whole thing about the holidays. Why are we spending so much money on each other on stuff? Why do we have to go to the mall? It's ridiculous.
Well, it's more money than your birthday, I think.
My birthday is actually coming up.
Is it?
Yeah, my birthday and Christmas have always been interlinked.
That's a bummer.
It's kind of interesting with, like, my parents. My mom said the best thing ever to me the other day. After conferring with my wife, Michelle, and my sister, Anita, my mom said, "So, Vishal, do you want your present to be a surprise, or do you just want the piano lessons?" I was like, I was so shocked that she said it, but I said, "Sure, I'll take the piano lessons." What I wish I'd said was, "I think I'll take the surprise."
So, Stay Out of the Mall, the event, yes. The show, yeah. It's an anti-consumer
sentiment.
Event.
Yeah, in a way, we do charge money. Mm-hmm. For people to come and see music. But yeah, the idea was that, you know, it's every December, it's usually the week right before Christmas, and the idea was that I wanted to do a benefit concert for the Canadian Cancer Society towards leukemia research, but I also wanted to remind people that it's not all about buying things. Mm-hmm. and spending money on a lot of money on stuff at this time of year. Like, there are other things to do. That's why Stay Out of the Mall has traditionally been relatively affordably priced. If you wanted to come, you know, we've had very high caliber people playing for a fraction of what they would normally charge for their own shows, and they've been happy to do it. And then we donate money to the Canadian Cancer Society. All the money goes there, and they seem happy. It's all towards leukemia research in memory of my friend Sharon Marshall, who I can't really recall if she had an anti-mall stance. I don't think she did. I didn't either, really. I mean, I do, but it was just a thing, as I say. It was just like a, hey, let's just think about what's important here. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's buying stuff constantly. We're always consuming stuff. Why not just go to an event and forget about all that stuff, have fun, doing something for a good cause, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And yet here we are, you and I, in a mall.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to me? The other thing I'll talk about is that it's also a good time of year to get people to think about people who are less fortunate than them. And so all of my shows year-round, actually, are do benefit the Guelph Food Bank. And we do staggered pricing. So it's for the Stay Out of the Mall, it's $10 with a non-perishable good for the food bank and $12 without. Hopefully people will, at least on Wednesday, December 15th, which is my 33rd birthday, and Thursday, December 16th, I hope they'll come to the E-Bar that night instead of going to any malls or stores. Mm-hmm. And support the Canadian Cancer Society and see some great bands.
Listening to Pioneer Radio on CFRU 93.3. It's our show. See you next week.